I was in the flesh. That's what Romans talks about. I was in me. This is the big Me Too movement. That ain't for you. It's about Christ in me, the hope of glory. Because in me, there's nothing good in me. If I took Christ out of me and let you see the me, you wouldn't like me. Amen? I was ugly. I was my sin, I was sinful, full of sin. I might paint a good picture for you, but come live with me for a while, right? We all had those masks that we wore. Jesus gave me a new mask. It's called the glory mask. Amen. The glory, he covered me in his wings, in his glory. We might go to my notes and we might not. I tell you that we had a meeting last night. Jesus is having a meeting with the Father right now, and I want to say what he wants to say. Amen. Holy Ghost meeting. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you might as well just have a meeting. But you got the Holy Ghost, you got some kind of a meeting. Amen. You're going to leave here with something. Because God's always got something good he wants to say. Amen. And he's on the throne of goodness and mercy. In Psalms 18:16, David, he prayed this with confidence. He'd been through some stuff. I hadn't been through a lot of stuff David had, and I don't want it. I mean, I want to live through his example. I want to see. I ain't going to do that, what David did. But I want that. I want to dance in the street like he did in the presence of the Lord, and don't care who's watching. That's what we're doing this morning. Amen. Don't follow my lead up here. Get up and do your thing in the Lord. God, I ain't no dancer. Lest the spirit of dance comes on me. We got to quit caring what people think and care about what God's saying. Amen. And he's speaking truth and freedom and life. That's what he has to give, is life. And that more abundantly. See, we got to get to where the word just flows out of us. We're so full of the word that we won't fill others with the word. Amen. Yeah. That's the normal. You know, we learn things in school. I didn't learn a lot. I memorized a lot to pass a test. But I don't want to just pass a test for God. I want to know him. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. That when somebody's out there and they need something, I got it, and God will give it to them through me. And I'll see miraculous. That's what he wants. He wants the miraculous happen all around us. Amen. Amen. And it's not who I am. It's who I've got in me. Christ Jesus. Protect me, O God, and I trust in you safely. This is a prayer of confidence. I say to the Lord, you are my God. All the good things I have come from you. Don't the world need a revelation of that? That all the good things I have come from God. All good things. New Testament says every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights above. Amen. How excellent are the Lord's faithful people. My greatest pleasure is to be with them. I love Sundays. Coming to church. Coming to people that are hungry for God. And to see what he's going to do. I just loathe the week, just kind of like, I wish every day was Sunday. But it can be. Got Christ in you, every day is good. It's a good day. It's a great day. That's what we sing when we first came in. This is a good day, great day. Those who rush to other gods bring many troubles on themselves. I used to run to other gods. Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, Marlboro City. I mean, I'm just talking about things in the flesh I used to did that had domination over me. Bars, friends, places, just living the sinful life. I had many other gods, and I had many troubles. Troubles were on every side. Go to bed, in trouble, woke up. What trouble is going to lie before me today? Didn't have hope. Didn't have hope, but God didn't give up on me. They bring many troubles on themselves. I will not, this is your decision, I will not take part in their sacrifices. I will not worship their gods. And the biggest God is the God of self. And let me finish this. You, Lord, are all I have. You, Lord, are all I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. How wonderful are your gifts to me. Each one of you is a gift. given by God. Before you were even born, God knew you. He knew your purpose, plan, direction, destiny, and it was good. Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us of that. I praise the Lord because He guides me, led by the Spirit of God or the sons of God. You can be led by God's Spirit. Right? Amen? Amen. He's leading you. I praise the Lord because He guides me, and in the night my conscience warns me. I am always aware of the Lord's presence. He is near and nothing can shake me. This is David, who the king was out to kill him. All kind of bad things happening to him. And so I'm thankful and glad, and I feel completely secure in Him. That's your confidence, because you protect me from the power of death. I have served you faithfully, and you will not abandon me to the world of the dead. You will show me the path that leads to life. Your presence fills me with joy and brings me pleasure forevermore. Jesus was going to pick that up. He had confidence on that cross that God, He was going to forsake Him, but He knew He wasn't going to leave Him forever. He forsook Him, but Jesus said He laid His life down because He knew the Father would pick it up. Amen. The resurrection and the life. You will show me the path that leads to life. Your presence fills me with joy and brings me pleasure forevermore. At His right hands are pleasure evermore. Ain't that good? Amen. That's an awesome promise from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's a good word. We need to thank you, Harold and Peggy. See, it ain't just songs that they sing. It's the life. It's a life song that they sing. It brings life to all those that will hear. And we're going to get back into the message. Pick up on part two if you wasn't here last week. Part one last week was today. Say today. If you will hear God's voice. He says if you'll hear His voice today. And we've talked about tomorrow. When tomorrow comes is what? Today. So we need to hear God's voice today. And tomorrow we need to hear God's voice. And if we will hear His voice and be swift to hear and slow to speak, we will have pleasures forevermore. Now that's eternity. We're going to have that in eternity. But what about down here in the rough now and now? We've seen what happened on the news. A synagogue, people worshiping the Lord. There's evil out there. We've got to be alert and aware that there's evil out there. But we have Christ. We have life on the inside of us that can speak to darkness and cast out devils. That's right. And not let them dominate. Not let Him dominate in our church, in our family, in our schools, in our nation. Right. But it all comes today, if I hear His voice, God is warning us. He's speaking us. He's showing us things to come. He knows evil's out there. He knows it's coming. And if we'll hear, we'll be watching. And we won't let that door, that evil, come in. Amen? It's not from God. It's not His fault. He has given us His Son, His only Son. And everything, the anointing, the power, His Word, His Spirit. And He's given us His Holy Spirit. That's His promise. I'm not going to leave you. And I'm going to show you things to come. But we've got to hear His voice. And if He says no, you don't go. And if He says, you take authority, you be ready to stand. Amen. You take authority over the devil. Amen. And it's going to be in a person, because that's the devil's. He has to have a body. Amen. But God's got a body of believers, a triumphant church that I am. Thank God that He has placed me in this church, in this body, the body of believers that know who they are in Christ. Do I know it all? No, but I know I've been placed in a company of people, amen, that know how to pray, that have the Holy Ghost, because see, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't have the advantage. You're in disadvantage. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Yes. So today, Hebrews 3, 7 and 9 is what the Lord spoke to me a couple weeks ago. It says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost says, God's always speaking, got something to say. If you will hear his voice, I hear his voice. You got to say, I hear God's voice.
I hear God's voice.
And a stranger's voice, I will not hear.
Voice,
now, that doesn't mean you ain't going to hear it. You're going to hear it, but you got to choose. That ain't the voice I'm following. That's not where I have pleasures forevermore. How are you going to do that? Harden not your heart. Don't let pride get in the way. Harden not your heart as in the provocation in the day of temptation. See, it's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to agree to that temptation and decide, no, I'm not going to do what God says. I think I can make it here. I think I can. You know, don't walk that line of temptation thinking you're okay. You know, you just get delivered from something and then you say, well, I'm strong enough to go back into that now and help somebody else. No, you go when God says go back. Moses went in the wilderness for 40 years and then he went back. Not because God wasn't ready before he was. Moses wasn't ready. He thought he was going to go do it in his own strength. And God said, you need my anointing. You need my gifts. And Moses had to learn that. But look what he did after he learned. Look what happened after he got it right. People got set free that had been in bondage for many, many years. God's people got free from Pharaoh. But did the devil give up? Sheriff Moses got them out of town. But you say, Papa got him out, but Bluto, he was right behind him. He come after him, didn't he? But God had a plan. He didn't show Moses the whole plan at one time. But when it was time to get the devil on the run, the word came, stretch forth my rod. Stretch forth my power, that right hand, and the waters departed for the righteous. Amen. For the righteous to go through. And when the enemy pursued, it was spoken. For the soldiers that you see today, you'll see no more. Because God is their protector. Pharaoh had a choice. He should have stayed home. Amen. He should have stayed home and grieved for the loss of his son. And think about things he had done. He should have repented. That means to change. He should have changed his image of what he thought about this God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But he didn't. What does the Bible say? He hardened his heart. He didn't believe. And it cost him his army. Amen? Cost him his army. We read chapters 3. But I wanted to read right there in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3, the last verse. That's where we ended up. Verse 16 says, for who, having heard... This is God's people. Having heard, they rebelled. Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? Now, with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter that rest, because of what? Unbelief. Go ahead and say, the sin of unbelief. It goes all the way back to the garden. Has God said? I don't think he said that. Sin of unbelief. It cost Adam and Eve separation from God, from good. And then that ushered in to know evil, to know the unbelief, the backside of the wilderness, which is the curse. Amen. Don't say amen there. You don't want the backside of the curse. But that's what happened. But God had a plan. Amen. He had a plan from the beginning. From the beginning. Jesus is the beginning. And Jesus is the end. It is coming to an end. Amen. But not for the righteous. That's when we'll begin. Eternity begins at the end. Amen. When Jesus closes this book and opens up the book of life. Amen. That your name, if you've called on him, is written. You have a name that's written. Your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. It says nothing about death. Because Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. I like that book. That's a book I'm going to pass. I've already taken the test and I've passed. When I stand before God, he says, what makes you worthy? I get on my knees and I say, Jesus. On my knees, I'll say Jesus. Because the Bible says every knee, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Whether they received him or not, they will confess. But I'm going to say, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. In Him I trust. Amen. And He's going to say, well done. You got the right answer. Come on in to the present, to the joy of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. That's rest. That's rest. I'm resting in that promise because I believe it. I believe it. And we got to help others see it, not with these eyes, see it with their heart so they can believe it. They got to see the hope that's in you. And it's in you, and it's showing, it's shining. Amen. This is the confidence that we have. Whom was the Lord grieved 40 years? It was those that had sinned and fell in the wilderness. And we ended today, if you'll hear His voice, and I talked about how that we will be able to rest in peace. And we talked about, remember, the old tombstones we'll see out here, RIP, and you'll see it on social media. I'm not waiting to rest when I die.
That's right.
Amen. I mean, when this body dies, because say, I'm not going to die. You're not going to die if you're a Christian. That's when you truly start to live the life that God has. Now, He's got to wait. We're going to get to our bodies back once Jesus sets everything straight and comes back. We get our glorified bodies and He makes a new heaven and a new earth. But until then, if I go by the grave and Jesus hadn't returned and we've done all that, I'm going to rest in peace now. And I'm not going to wait till I die, till my body dies. Amen. We can rest in His peace now. Because when I get to heaven, when we get to heaven, we're going to be shouting. We got stuff to do, things to see, people to hear. Abraham. Man, there's Moses, there's aunts and uncles, and there's Jesus. Amen. That's the first one. Jesus, where's He at? Thank you, Abraham. Thank you, Moses. I thank you. I'm looking for Jesus. Oh, man. Hey, Joshua, where's Jesus? Because Joshua and Jesus, they're pretty close. They're pretty close street. Because their names, they did the same. It represented, that was a symbol of Jesus. I got to find Jesus. Where is He at? You don't have to look real hard. Just look for the light. Amen. Look at that glorious light that heaven is lit by. Amen. And there you'll find Jesus and the Father because they're one. Amen. Glory to God. Makes you just want to get on out of here, don't it? Jesus. But He said, you got to wait on God. When God says, that's it. When Father says, that's it. That's everybody that's going to receive me. I don't know that day, neither do you. That's between the Father and the Father. Now let's look in chapter 4. I might speed read here. Hebrews chapter 4. And I said I was going to use the computer as a commentary, but I think I'm just going to rely on the Holy Ghost. How about that? Now, the commentary wouldn't be bad because it was by Brother Andrew Womack who knows the Holy Ghost too. But I think I'll just stay up here. I think I'm going to have to get me a smaller version of a computer. I think I'm going to get me an iPad. Might be a me pad. Amen. Got y'all a laugh out there.
Amen.
Chapter 4. Therefore, talking about this because of this sin. Why did they not come in? Because of this sin of unbelief. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering His rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. I don't want to miss it. I want that rest. When God gives something, I want it. He's a good steward. He don't waste nothing. Amen. When Jesus bled, when His blood was shed, I want everything that it covered, that it washed away, sickness, disease, poverty. I want it all, Lord. Remember what Peter said? When Jesus wanted to wash His feet, Peter said, no, not so, Lord, not so, Lord. I need to wash Your feet. Jesus said, Peter, if I don't wash you, you're unclean. Peter said, Lord, wash my whole body. He didn't want to miss nothing that Jesus was going to give him. Lord, wash my whole body. But Jesus said, it's okay, Peter, it's just the feet. Just the feet. But now Peter is in that river. He's taking a bath in that river. There's a river. He's in those streams, that river of God, taking a bath in that living water. Pure water, don't have to be filtered. Amen. That flows from the city of God. Purified, pure water. You know, we go to Rock Springs camp meeting, try to hit every year. It's over in Denver. Sherry's brother-in-law and sister have a tent over there. I call it a shack. It's a boarded tent. They pay good money for those tents, but it's rocks. It was based on the water. Back then, they would say, you know, the water had healing virtue. This water. Well, you know, if God blessed it, it is blessed. But don't leave God out of the water. It's His water, right? Amen. The Bible says He blesses your bread and blesses your water, even if the water ain't good, and you speak over it, it becomes good. Because God gives you that blessing. Amen. But you don't need to go over to Rock Springs to get some good old water. You got living water on the inside of you. Amen. Jesus said you have a well of water on the inside. You just need to tap into it by faith. Amen. Jesus, He's the tapper. Lord, I need something restored. He said, I will. Be thou clean. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. That's simple. That's confidence. Lord, I need this. I will. I have. You got it. Thank Him. Thank Him for it. If I hear His voice, whatever He says, do. Mama Mary said, do it. Fill it up, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Why are we not at rest? If we're not into that rest, and I say we can be in and out sometimes because of the flesh, because of this flesh. Paul was in the same battle that we're in every day because he's in this flesh, this sinful flesh that's been crucified. It's dead, but I'm on the inside. My spirit man is on the inside. I want to get out of this body. That's what Paul was talking about. I want to get out of here, but it's better if I stay. Because if God's got a body in the earth, that means something good can happen down here for somebody else. But if we leave, if our body runs out, then we with Jesus, which is far better. But Paul was like, what about the rest of these people, Lord? Paul was not ready to go until he knew everybody that he could touch through that testimony he had, he wanted to be touched. Man, that's humility. That's Jesus. Why are we not at rest? Have we truly believed? Are we in faith? Jesus said, when He comes back, shall I find faith? He's looking for faith. And I don't want to wait till He comes to say, where is your faith, Randy? Jesus said, where is your faith? Lord, I thought I was in faith. Now, let me show you. Have we truly believed? Are we in faith? Or are we pretending to be in faith? Now, remember, we started out, there's therefore no condemnation. We're not condemning you. God's trying to help us. When we don't see things happen that the Word says we can see happen, it's not God, it's me. A lot of times, it's not even the devil. It's just, I'm missing it somewhere, Lord. I haven't really truly believed. See, we've got to go past believing to actually knowing. And Paul says, I know in whom I have believed. He didn't have to pray about it, this situation. He knew this is going to turn out for your good, even though he was going through something. And that's where you go get into Romans, talks about bad things in your life. If you trust in God, truly trust in God, God's not putting it in you or putting it through you, but if you truly trust in God, it's going to work out to your good. God will make sure of it. If I love Him and I'm called according to His purpose, if I know this is not coming because of anything God, it's not punishment, it's because of persecution. God says, I got you covered. But we need to know. We need to know that's what the Holy Ghost is for. 2 Corinthians 6:6 says, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. I'm going to read four verses here. 1 Timothy 1:5 says, now the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. 2 Timothy 1:5 says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded, Paul said, it is in thee also. 1 Peter 1:22, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Of these four scriptures, what's the reoccurring? We had that at a meeting last night, a recurring fun. You set something aside. What's the recurring word? Unfeigned love. Unfeigned faith. Unfeigned love. Unfeigned means sincere. It's a sincere, undissembled. It's sincere. Now, I heard Brother Keith Moore talk about this, and I try to look back at our furniture, and it wasn't that great when we first got married, but you can have genuine leather, or you can have imitation leather. Amen. Genuine leather is going to cost you something. But that imitation leather, it'd be all right for right now. It's what I got right now. But it won't hold up if your dog jump up on that imitation leather, and they got paws and nails, it's going to shh. But that genuine leather has been made from something genuine. Imitation has been made from some pieces that try to look like it, but it ain't. Genuine, unfeigned faith will bring the miraculous. Pure faith. Unfeigned. No unbelief in it. And see, that's where we have to keep our mind. Keep our mind. You can keep it. Don't you give it away. Don't you give your mind away. Now give it to Christ, but don't give it to nobody else. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. See, you got to do that. I want the mind of Christ in this situation. I want the mind. I want the wisdom of God in this situation. And that means I got to get still. And Lord, I got to hear from you. And I'm not moving. I'm not going to preach until this is what you said, preach. And I just sit here and be still one Sunday morning. Somebody else might be preaching. Amen. Because we just got to listen. We got whatever the Lord says, do. Unfeigned faith. Sincere faith. Trusting and relying on Him. Amen. I take it to some cooking. I like to make pecan pies. Pecan or pecan? Pecan. Pecan. But I like to say, whether it's genuine faith or imitation, whether it's imitation vanilla flavoring or if it's real vanilla flavoring. Because that real vanilla flavoring, boy, it'll cost you about $6 a bottle.
More than that.
See, here's somebody that knows about genuine vanilla. See, she's tasted the imitation. And see, she knows, I don't want that. I want the pure vanilla. She's seen other people taste it. Well, see, that's what Jesus is saying. He's looking for faith. He's looking for sincere faith. You're not, and like I say, there's no condemnation here. I'm just trying to help us and help myself to Lord. It wasn't you. I'm not in faith on that yet. And it's okay to be honest with the Lord. Being honest. Lord, I ain't there yet. And He's the teacher. He'll help you. Amen. He'll help you get there. He's helping us get there. So just be sincere. Lord, I don't understand. And then He'll show you something. He'll give you an example. And then you can grow in that. And you say, Lord, forgive me. I missed it right there. And I'm really hearing Brother Keith's heart because I listen to him a lot because I know God's called me in that area of teaching faith. And he was under Brother Hagin. That same spirit is upon Brother Hagin to teach people faith and make sure they're getting it. And you might have to say it again and again and again. But to hear Keith talk about that and to know that it's important that we just don't. And this is where God's working on me. When people ask for prayer, I might start asking you some questions. Because look at Jesus. Man, a beggar was blind. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Crying out to the crowd. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The disciples are like, shh. Jesus is trying to preach here. He's trying to. Jesus said, bring him to me. What do you want? See, he asked the question, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Be it unto you. Receive your sight. And he saw Jesus. So see, when you get praying, I might ask you some questions. Because see, I want you to sincerely have that faith. Do you get it? And I'm talking about me too. Pray the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. See, Peter was in jail, but faithful prayers were being prayed. Sincere faith was being prayed. They'd been taught something. They got the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, and they knew how to pray now. See, they were praying the perfect prayer, and an angel that was already there. Already there. What's he doing? He's waiting for that perfect prayer. For those, when I say perfect, the word that needs to be prayed. What they were praying in tongues was probably saying, angel, open the door now. Peter was sleeping. But today, they heard that night, I don't care if it's day or night, they heard and they prayed, and the angel unlocked the door and kicked Peter in the ribs. Well, he was at rest. Amen. He was at peace. He was preaching the gospel. He was confident. And if he went to jail, God's in jail. Amen. But God got him out of jail. You know, Jim's partners with Randall Greer Ministries. Randy went to jail, but turned his life over to God before he went to jail. Still had to go to jail, but he was free in there. Randy started preaching the gospel. Got him out of jail. Amen. Get out of jail. He's free, but it did cost. Well, Peter was there for preaching the gospel out here. And the church prayed sincerely and got him out. Amen. He went knocking on the door. Let me in. I'm here. And they didn't think it was him. It happened so fast. They like, come back. We're praying right now. We're praying to get Peter out of jail. I am Peter. They let him in. Praise God, it is Peter. I bet you they camped on that prayer a little bit. I bet somebody made some teachings off of that meeting. Man, this gets things done. Remember Peter, when Philip went down preaching to the people and they hadn't received the Holy Ghost. And if you're here today and you hadn't spoken in tongues and you've been born again, don't leave here. We pray for you. You received Jesus, baptize you. We got books out here to help you, encourage you in your faith. Man, because that's the power. That's when you get free. That's how you help others get free. It's having God's power working in you. It's working in you. It's working in you. Amen. Working in you. It's working. Working in you. Thank you, Lord. That's genuine faith. Sincere faith will get you free. See, I was sincere with God. And we've heard testimonies up here. Len Mink gave his testimony. You know, he's about ready to blow his brains out with a double-barrel shotgun. But God revealed himself to him because he was seeking. He didn't have all the right answers yet. But his heart, he had sincere heart of humility. He wanted saved, and God set him free that night. So much that gun looked like a snake, and he said he put it down. And then somebody was knocking at his door, lovely Kathy Mink, and she had a New Testament. Ain't that awesome? See, that's a love story. That's what Jesus, that's what our Father is after, is to come right in people's suicidal thoughts. That's the spirit of Antichrist. That's the spirit of the devil working. And he's working. The devil's working too. But God is greater. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Unfeigned faith, sincere faith, will get the job done. Amen. Sincere faith. So is your faith genuine or imitation? In other words, if you're not sure, if you got some unbelief in there, that's going to hinder your faith. So how do you get the unbelief out? Come to church is a good place. But then just don't leave here and go get into the world and just turn the tube on. Because there's a lot of doubt and unbelief that's coming through those channels. And a lot of us, we're paying for it, but we can turn it off. We can turn the channel. There's a lot of good stuff out there too. You see what I'm saying? But we got to hear Moses. We got to hear Jesus. What is Jesus saying? That's where my faith has got to be. That's where my faith is tested. And all the other stuff has got to burn out. That worldly stuff has just got to burn out. And then this is what God is saying right now. And this is what we're going to do. I remember, I've shared this testimony before, that me and my wife, we was in a decision one time of We didn't know where we're going to go to church, what we're going to do. And I'm the head of the house. We learned, we've been reading and having Bible study. And I'm the head. Now I'm like, man, Lord, I don't like being the head sometimes. I liked it better when my wife was the head because she was making some decisions. But now I'm like, okay, Lord, it's a place of authority. It's not lordship over anybody. But I had to make that decision. I had to do it. and she was kind of like, and it wasn't a bad pressure. It was just like, you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision. What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? I said, this is what we're going to do. I said, we're going to go get under Pastor Jim Howard, and we're going to hear from God. That's all I needed to do. I knew that was where I had to be. He was Moses to me. And that's where I went. And the rest is history. Amen. That wasn't the last time he spoke, but that was just the Holy Ghost said, this is what we're doing. And she said, all right. And we did. Amen. And that's where we went. So you got to hear today, if you hear God's voice, and then do what he says. Don't wait. The longer you wait, the longer you wait. Amen. The longer you wait for that promise to be fulfilled. Man, thank you, Jesus. Roman, we're going to kind of close right here. Is your faith genuine or is it an imitation? And you can change it. You can't change others' people, and that's where you got to watch. Don't let other people's faith, make sure their faith's genuine. If they're praying for you, sincere. And that's where I said, Pastor, I might ask you some questions now. What are you believing? See, we got to go past believing to knowing. Amen. From believing to knowing. How do you know it? You believe it. And you keep, you send a word. I believe it. It says it right there now, and it gets to where you know it. It's a part of you. Amen. Sherry's a part of me, and I know her. I don't know everything about her. There's still some things probably between her and God, and I got things between her, me and God that we just keep, you know, that's between me and God. But I know her. I've lived with her over 30 years. I know what she's going to say. I don't understand why the kids keep asking. They know what she's going to say, but some, they ask anyway, and a lot of times they get their way. And I'm like, oh, if I would have asked, I wouldn't have got that. I don't know. I just need to ask God about that, don't I? But, and hey, a smart child learned, I'll go to her first. But now if she says no, then they come to me, Daddy. I said, well, I'm in agreement. I don't know what you come. I guess they know how it works now. Unless mercy pleads, sometimes mercy will plead, and then we'll pray a little bit more and we might make a decision, but we've got to be in agreement, right? Romans 10:17, we know this scripture. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes. We know if faith comes, faith can goeth. Faith, I want it coming. I don't want it going. I want it coming to me. I want faith coming to me. I want to be a word magnet. Drawing the power of God. Drawing the promises of God. Drawing the favor of God. And that's what his word will do. God watches over his word. If it's in you, he's going to fulfill that word. Amen. So you just keep the word in you. You're a word magnet. Angels are drew to me. They're over, they're watching me, protecting me. And how do they do that? How are you drawing them? By what you're saying. You say positive things, you draw positive things. You say negative things, then you draw negative. You draw the demonic into your life. It's just as simple. God will not be mocked. Whatever a man says, you might as well say so or says, that's what you're going to have. It ain't God's fault, right? Not his fault. He's out of that equation. Get him in it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we need to break that down a little bit. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word, that's rhema. Rhema. That is the spoken word that speaks. Mary said, we're out of wine. Jesus said, what's that unto me? But then she said, whatever he says, do. He says, fill the water pots. Rhema. He spoke, fill the water pots. Mary had already said, whatever he says, do. And he said, fill the water pots and take the first and take it to the magistrate. And it was turned into wine at his mother's request. That wasn't Jesus' plan. That was her plan. Amen. Jesus was content with what he was doing. He knew there was going to be a cup that he was going to drink. And he said it wasn't his time yet. But Mama said, rhema. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the rhema, the spoken word. Faith comes. And I'll use Jim as an example because he's here. He said when he had to have heart bypass. Am I right? It was heart bypass. He said he heard from God. God said, have the bypass. That was rhema. God spoke to him, and what did he do? He had the bypass, and he's still here today. He came through it. Amen. And all those complications are taken care of, and now he's walking and still preaching and telling about the goodness of God. But he'll tell you honestly, sincerely, see, that was sincere faith. He heard what God said do. Well, he could have said, well, that can't be God because that ain't faith. Faith will be, I believe I'm healed. That ain't what God said. God knows our body better than we know it and better than the doctor knows it. And he knows the doctrine. He knows the procedure. He knows what's going to happen. And he knows the end from the beginning. So sincerely, Jim said, that's what I'm going to do. And then you get agreement on that. And then you have the benefit that he's still here preaching the gospel. And he met beautiful Wanda. See, that was before Wanda, right? The heart bypass was before Wanda.
Oh, yeah.
See there? He knew, God knew he had to get that heart healed and blood pumping. Wanda likes to shop. She likes to go to the mall. Jim got to be there helping her, walking with her, protecting her. See, God knew, had the bypass. That's what you do. It's going to, what's God telling you? That's between you and God. Now, we got to hear, we want to agree with you, but we want to agree with that sincere faith so you get your miracle, you get that faith, whatever God's called you to do. He has a plan, right? That's the spoken word. Faith comes by, when you've heard that word, hearing by the word of Christo, the anointed. When you have heard the anointed spoken word, do it right then. Act on it right then. God told me, we're taking the word of God to the world. I had to say it. I heard it. That's a spoken word. I heard it. I heard God speak it by the Holy Ghost. How are we going to do it? I don't know. I'll smile at you. I don't know. We're going to do it by faith. Sincere faith. That's what God said, dude. Jim said he's seen this place full of people. I believe that. What are you going to do, Pastor? You can go out here and put some newsletters? No. I'm believing and trusting the Holy Ghost. He'll send you, me. I'm supposed to preach the gospel. Now, there's nothing wrong with advertising. Don't get me wrong. But if God says, do it, I will. And I'll get agreement by the board. And we'll do it. And we'll see the manifestation. That's like when that water fountain, I got with Cindy and the board. I said, hey, we believe in this because she's over the money. I said, this is something we're going to see. We're going to see. Amen, we're going to see. I ain't seen a vision. I saw it in my heart. The word, I saw it by the word. The word said, if you see the thief and you catch him seven times in all his house, the word says he's got to pay up. Seven times $400 is $2,800 in all his house. I don't know what all that means, but I'd like to say it.
I want to tell you what the Lord reminded me of in here this morning. Well, since you say that, this morning, he took me back. And when I first started the Faith Covenant Church back in 80, 81, we started with 24 people. That's just about what we got here today. I hadn't counted here totally exactly. And 20 years later, when I left there, now we don't have to wait no 20. The last few Sundays I was there, there was 240, 10 times what we started with. The way it happened was word of mouth. And the radio didn't hurt anything, but word of mouth. People was excited. They were getting tapes. They was taking them to where they were and giving them to people to listen to. Growth happened.
There it is. Whatever God says to do. I asked for Joanna. Is it Joanna? I'll make sure I say your name right. Johanna?
Joanna.
I asked for her YouTube video. I want to see her sing. I want to hear. So I had to ask. I want to spread that good news, word of mouth, on my social media. See, that's how the kingdom grows. Go light a fire somewhere and watch God burn it up. Last night at Hope Church, as one thing I prayed, and I just believe God, this is, I got to say it. I said, Scott, I said, just like the fire from heaven fell on Elijah when he prayed and it consumed that sacrifice, I said that when these people come here, the fire of God's going to fall and it's going to consume all the evil out of their lives. And I said, he's going to use you. I said, you're going to be preaching and teaching and you're going to stop. You're going to see, just like the tongues of fire was on them on the day of Pentecost, I said, you're going to see things in their body and you're going to speak to it. You're just going to stop mid-preaching and just speak to things. God just said, say it. Amen? Amen. And I believe I heard from God. And sincerely, Scott received it. Now we're expecting to see it. Amen. Manifest. God do it. Amen? Amen. Show up and show out. And people get changed. Lives get touched and changed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So when you've heard the anointed, spoken word of God, act on it. I thank God for Raymond Davis when we had graduation last year. LCU, one of our students, she was having problems with, God, what was she? It was her foot. Her knee went out on her. Name? Viola. And we'd already prayed. But faith, sincere faith, Raymond had, and there's nothing wrong, no condemnation. He just sincerely had this word right now. And we prayed, but then he acted on that word. Now, we were all in an agreement right there. He said, now get up. Because we had her in the wheelchair, rolling around, keeping her off her leg, because she's going to have to go stand and walk across the stadium. And he said, now get up, act on what you just we just prayed. And she got up out of that wheelchair, and she started hitting that knee. All that pain left. See, she started acting on exactly what was happening in her body, and she walked across that stage. Just like that guy at the beautiful temple, that Peter and John. He got up leaping and praising God. That's why Bola, just she had a good time with Jesus. And that's just faith. That's sincere faith. Act on it. Amen. Watch God show out. Faith comes by the anointed spoken word. All faith has a foundation, and that foundation is in the Word of God. That's the foundation. It is based on what He has said, on what God has said. And He can't lie. He won't change. Not our experience. That'd go right there because you read a lot of books and a lot of good books out there. But when you're going to make it, you got to make that your experience. You got to say, Lord, You're my God. In You I trust. And then it becomes a testimony that you can go out here and tell. So if we pray more selective, we'll be more effective. Pray more selective, we can be more effective. And that just means select what God's saying and not what I think God's saying. And that's going to take experience. You're just going to have to get out there and just do it. I'm going to miss it sometimes. But if we keep on seeking Jesus, he's gonna flow through it. Amen. Is that right, Randy? If we keep on, if that socket, we don't know which wire goes where, but if we keep testing, eventually we'll get the electricity flowing right, won't we? See, sometimes we just miswired. You got the negative on the positive and the positive on the negative, and ain't nothing happening. So we just gotta get in the flow. Amen. And like I said, me and Sherry, we didn't grow up in church. So we didn't go a lot through the flow of how things were supposed to be done in church, but we just got underneath the right ones when we got born again, and we just trust in the Holy Ghost. Amen? You know, we can hear there was great moves of the Holy Ghost back in such and such. Well, He's still moving. He's still the Holy Ghost. He hadn't changed. Now, I think He'll move through the services depending on different pastors, different characters, and that's okay. Man, not everybody's a Moses. Not everybody's a Joshua, but everybody's a child of God if you're born again, and God's able to flow through them. Amen. And a lot of times He'll do it in spite of you. You're like, well, Lord, I didn't know it was going to happen like that. He says, good, because I don't want you to know how I'm going to do it. He just says, I just want you to believe I have done it. That's the big thing of faith right there. You're not out here trying to get God to move. You're just trying to get in the flow of what He's already done. That's all faith is right there. Whatever He says, do, do it. And keep doing that until He tells you something else to do. Right? Amen. Yes.
During the praise and worship and afterwards, I kept hearing, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Rest.
There's so many people that don't have rest. They can't sleep. They're just in turmoil. And Jesus